We bring our petition before thee concerning Benue State. The cry of the blood that is spilled, the bones that are broken, the flesh that is mutilated, the whole land cries to you. That you have mercy upon us and come to our aid when we have been deserted by the ones we trusted to bring us deliverance. And so we fix our gaze unto the hills from whence cometh our help. We seek your intervention at this time. Come quickly and save us, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated. God bless you. We began a journey yesterday on the subject of faith. And the burden has not changed. Before we proceed, we will take a few facts about faith. Few facts. First fact about faith. Okay, I think we still need to do the formalities. You can minister to your neighbor and tell him Happy New Year. It's not 2017. We've crossed over. We are somewhere else right now. Amen. And just in case the devil knocked you down last year, Happy New Year. He said, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Don't build a philosophy from the past. Do not make a religion out of the things of old, because the God with whom we have to do has the capacity to make things new. We anticipate new things as we come into this season. The failures of the past have no implication on the present opportunities that God is offering us as individuals, as a people, as a ministry. And so whereas we may have done fairly well last year, the Bible says, remember not, so that we can fully find ourselves within the context of the provisions that God is making available to implement His policies. Happy New Year. Alright. So having done that, in fact this is the first time I'm doing Happy New Year. I'm learning to the protocol. Amen. First fact about faith is that faith does not make things easy. Faith only makes things possible. Someone is crying and lamenting how that there are so many challenges. Faith has not come to take away your challenges. It just comes to bring to pass the things that God has spoken about you. And when He is even implementing His policies and bringing it to pass, it will be hard. Faith doesn't suggest any guarantee for ease. It only provides a pathway for possibilities. Now, to support that fact, we have two scriptures. Because many people view faith in the wrong light. And I just want to correct some wrong impressions about faith before we proceed. Hallelujah. Please, children, teachers, may the anointing be upon you to... I know it's if the whole gang has come. The whole gang. Hallelujah. Sometimes I pity you people. Actually. But I know that God has imparted unto us diversities of gifts and graces so that we can accomplish service in His kingdom to His own glory. Matthew chapter 17 verse 20. Faith doesn't make it easy. Faith only makes it possible. For instance, we will not dream of trying to engage the kind of elephant project that is taking place at the camp. It's an elephant project, except God speaks. Right? And even if God speaks, it's not going to make it easy. But the fact that God has spoken is that actually establishes that there's a possibility in view. Let me give you an idea before we proceed. I think before I and my wife entered into courtship, she spoke about the fact that God wants her to have a school. A school that is in form of a mission, a ministry, an undercover for child evangelism and child discipleship. She had that vision in mind. When the time came for the implementation, it's not as if God opened heaven and rained down manna. Having known that this is the time for the fulfillment of what God has said, we had to evaluate. Are you with me? We had to evaluate all the streams of income that were coming. Then we had to cut down expenditure to the barest minimum so that we can make provision for that which God has said He wants to implement in this season. It's not as if maybe a miracle deluge came from heaven. But because God had spoken and He wants to implement it, we also had to adjust. So we feel every month that passes by. We feel every day that goes by because of the sacrifices we need to put in place to give priority to that which we know that God is implementing. What God will do is that the supernatural aspect is that when one source of supply is about to come to an end. But if you don't know the way God works, you want to live large. The way you have been living before when there was no project. You want to live like that. And then after 10 years, you look back and say, God, what you say you wanted to build this? You say, I have supplied the money. It's in your wardrobe and in your stomach. May the Lord. I just gave that. Faith doesn't make it easy. We are going to continue building that camp and you will see we'll continue. Not because it will be easy. But God will make it possible. I was going to town. I knew the balance of our ministry account for the year. I knew the balance, the audited balance. So I was going to town. I think on the, what day was that? One of those days. One fourth day of January or something. And then I saw an alert. In the ministry account, 1 million naira. I called the pastor, he's in Lagos. Did you make a wrong post? I have to find out the source. Did you? He said no. For 1 year, God has been dealing with him to sow into the ministry. He didn't tell his wife before he made this payment. When he goes home, he'll go and settle. I said, Baba will lead you and there will be settlement. But what I'm trying to see, you are already happy. You are not seeing where I'm going. What I'm trying to tell you is that supernatural seed is God's supernatural response to the fact that He has flagged off a project. It would be foolishness on our own part to deploy that money to do another thing. After 5 years, we say, what about the field? You say, I supplied it. But you did not discern the money that came and what it was supposed to be used for. Our engineers in the house took the plan and they edited it and used their skills and their training to make it more cost effective. We have a new plan now. It's the same thing, but it's more cost effective. We want to salute them, Brother Peter and Onyeka, two civil engineers. Can you rise for recognition? The two, where is, okay, those are the two guys. Two civil engineers that we have, and they have ministered to us with their training. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, now all those things are signs that God is already supplying money, cutting costs, having engineers to work on the plan and review it such that it becomes cost effective. We have saved money.
God will, you see, you don't, we need to know what it means when we say supernatural. It's not as if, it's not,
it's all over me, moving me around.
That's not supernatural.
All right, let's
proceed. So faith. So now we understand that Onyeka and Peter were brought here. One of the reasons why they were brought here was for such a time as this. And when that time came, God activated them. And God is activating people to so activate. You understand? And he does it supernaturally. We didn't know that they could do it. They did it, put it in the AutoCAD, tested everything, and it was in order. And the calculations also confirmed that it was in order, yet it was cost effective. She has activated somebody. That's a sign. If you know how to read the signs, you know that God is at work. What the devil does most times is that he blinds your eyes to the things that God is doing. And then most of the time you apply the resources God makes available to accomplish another thing. And that is the easiest way for you to stop the supplies of funds. If God begins to bring supernatural funds your way, and you don't apply it for the purpose for which he makes it available, you have truncated the flow of supernatural funds. You must be a faithful steward of the provisions that God makes available. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. So faith does not make it easy. Faith does what? Makes it possible. So don't look for ease. Look for possibility. Look for possibility. Say, Kai, before we married, we suffered. Faith only makes it what? All right, let's check it out. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto thee. If you check all the faith scriptures, you never see ease there. You only see possibility. Luke chapter 1, verse 37, quickly. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. The Bible says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Never a time in Scripture. Never a time in Scripture on the subject of faith was ease captured. So a man that is not ready to labor cannot maximize the workings of God upon his life. Even if God pours his supernatural anointing for you to prosper, what the anointing will do to you is that it will make you hardworking. Because God is not doing magic. What he's doing is supernatural. The superlative dimension comes to partner with the natural dimension in order to produce something that is consistent with God's policy direction. There must be partnership. It will not be easy, but it will be possible. God says, make bread and sell. Making bread is hard. It will not be easy. What we are looking at is not the ease. Some people become discouraged because it's not easy. There is no promise of ease in the template of faith. And so for those of you that are allergic to challenges, allergic, the fact that you are called into ministry doesn't mean you don't have challenges. The fact that God was the one that pinpointed your wife and you married doesn't mean that you will not have bad days. The guarantee that you have if God is involved in the selection is that in the bad days, when you turn to God and say, Jehovah, where are you? He will come. Because he has a hand in the matter. So the way to know whether you married the will of God is not that there's tranquility every day, no challenge, no quarreling. That's not the way.
The way you know that God is in it is that in the midst of the challenge, when you call him, he comes. It means he had a hand in it when he started. You know, some people love for 2 years, then they now go to look for God to involve him in the equation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And the haste we are talking about is taken off before God. We are supposed to be led by God. We are not supposed to lead God. So a man is guilty of haste when he takes off when God has not moved. That's the haste we talk about. Men of faith wait for God to move before they move. Planning is wonderful, but planning before God moves is reckless, is rebellion. Is thinking that your falling mental capacity has the ability to direct your steps. It is an insult on God. But when God has shown the direction, then you can plan. You deploy all of your mental power after that God has revealed what? Don't think you go and sleep, you remove your brain and put and then be praying in tongues. Your brain will work. After you have secured direction, you go into a lot of mental juggernaut. And if you don't have sufficient knowledge, you go and study. Some of you need to go and learn something for 2 years. If you are going to prosper, you will need to learn something for 2 years. But you will not learn because people are learning. You will learn because you are directed. I came today to scatter that word called ease. Men of faith are not men of ease. You know, when God cried out and said, woe unto them that are at ease in life. If that's your description, you are not a man of faith. Faith is a verb. It's a doing word. It has doing in it. It is a verb. It's not a state of belief. You have gone beyond settling the convictions in your heart and you make it a practice. And I said yesterday that practice is superior to learning. Hallelujah. Check your Bible, you'll find out that God prospered his people most when there was famine. The God of covenant prospered them most. When there was famine, this is another opportunity for people to prosper. But first of all, we must educate you to understand that ease and faith never go together. It is only possibility that goes together with faith. If God has spoken something, then it is possible. Alright? That's how a faith man thinks. He doesn't consider the thing failing. The reason why we waited on God is to guarantee, it's an insurance policy. To ensure that it will not fail. Pharmacist, where are you? Children teacher, it will not fail. I tell you, it will not fail. It will not fail. When you begin to see those little supernatural, it's enough proof that it will not fail. And that brook of the supernatural will not run dry until God has brought to pass that which he spoke. But you need personal discipline to be able to walk when God is releasing supplies. You don't divert his supplies to accomplish something else. If you do that, the supplies will be cut off. You will need a lot of repentance for God to trust you again with supply. The other day, somebody came here, a pastor came, and he said that he doesn't have food, see his wife and children, so I gave him 10,000. He's not here, so I can say it, and you will not know him. I gave him 10,000. And then he ran to Niger Bet in OG Winners. You are not with me. He went to gamble. He gambled 7,000 on a match. And the gamble option he picked was, he didn't know it was the belly of hell that was looking for people to stagnate, to frustrate. And then after losing 7,000, he now came back again. You know why he did that? He thought that breakthrough, was a function of ease. This is an easy option. Let us bet. Anything that suggests ease, God is not in it. They say MMM. Hey! People went to borrow money from even the yam in the barn. They sold all and went and delivered. Why? Because they came with, they have this idea of ease. Sit and ease never work together. Every time they did that ease thing, it always ended up in a shipwreck. How many of you lost money to MMM? I know somebody here that will not raise his hand. His school fees was carted away in MMM. He will not raise his hand. And after, he didn't know that I was aware that his school fees is there. He didn't pay tithe. He didn't drop something on the altar to call God's name. But the altar of MMM heard his knock before Jehovah. Then when the thing swallowed it, he now called me and asked me for school fees. And I said, okay, we'll look into it. He never knew that I was aware. You know, we like ease. In fact, one pulpit in one of the churches in this town, they put the logo of MMM here. That this is now the new way of wealth transfer. If you see ease in the equation, it's a lie. Because faith never promised. Should I tell you something about restoration? Maybe you missed something in the direction of God you were supposed to take, and then you ended up somewhere else, and then you discover that, hey, I'm in the wrong place. When God restores you, there is no ease in it. He will restore you. Huh? Okay, you don't like my gospel. Let me leave my gospel. You like the current gospel that next week there'll be a phone call. God doesn't speak that way. Next week something supernatural will happen. That's what you like. It never comes to pass because God does not do magic. God is supernatural. He brings his overwhelming ability in a measure upon your life, such that if you are not discerning, you will not know that it's working. But yes, you will need discernment to know, okay, see. And that's why the songwriter said we need to count our blessings so that you are sensitive to the input that comes from the superlative realm to add to your own little activity. Human beings will look at you and say, you are the one working, but you know the truth. He kept bringing little doses until that which he said came to pass. Ease. Fidelity Bank stumbled into my office 4 years ago. Somebody is laughing. An offer to give any of the staff 20 million. And they took the money before they found out the interest rate. And they were not told, they were not educated to understand that CBN can manipulate a few financial variables that will necessitate the bank to adjust the interest rate. They started with a 13% interest rate, and now they are on a 25% interest rate. It was hell that was looking for slaves in form of a loan. It was 20 million they took, but at the end of the day, the way it is going, they will end up paying 45 million. Now, you are looking for 20 million. The tax master never told you that you will end up paying 25 million. The reason why they chiefly bought into it is because they presented a picture of ease. Honda Cross Store was what one of my colleagues used 1/3 of the money to buy. And he came to work the next day with full headlight. You know, if we are going to prosper, if we are going to change, turn things around, are you with me? No ease. Paul said that I labored much more than they all, yet not I, but it was the supernatural dimensions of God
that gave me those abilities. God will empower you to labor. When God has given you a divine idea, a divine inspiration, God will see how faithful you will be in stewarding that inspiration. And if he sees that you are faithful, he will begin to supply the ability for you to work it out. So that which has been worked into you must be worked out by grace. He keeps propelling you in the right direction until it becomes obvious that the thing that he spoke to you in the night is beginning to come to pass in the light, because you refuse to deviate. You kept your focus and you are walking towards it, and he kept supplying grace. That's how the partnership works. He will strengthen you to labor. There's no ease in this question. The other day, my colleague cried out because it's been 5 years they've been paying interest. So I thought they had finished paying. Then one cried out the other day that the interest rates have been reviewed. It's like walking in a solitary place in a wilderness. May you not be beguiled by anything that presents the face of ease. So faith does not make it easy. What does it do? Makes it possible. You want to know the Bible? If I see how long you are willing to study it, I will know whether you want to know it. Because when you desire to study, and you know he's the one that will put the desire there, you are praying, God, I want to do the Bible, then he now puts small desire inside of your heart to study. And then as you are studying, he gives you the ability to stay studying. And sometimes you will stay on the scriptures for 3 days. And you will see things that people that rush over will never get to see. Never adopt this philosophy of ease. People that do great things for God are empowered by God to labor. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. You know how much work it took before we were able to put up that crusade. People were cooking, people were doing this, people were praying, people were doing all that work. I had to call some people to tell them, go and sleep. Because there was so much grace to labor. That's how things in the kingdom are achieved. People are available to them. That's how people prosper. God gives you an idea and he makes you a steward of that idea. And then you labor. You labor. And then you discover that you have a deficiency. You need to go for some training, some capacity building. You subject yourself to it because you are looking at the goal that God has revealed. Hallelujah. I found out I had a deficiency in my Bible study. The book of the prophets were not so friendly. So I went and looked for people that had a specialty. They had grace in that area. And I learned from their books for 5 years. So that I will never have any weakness in any part of scripture. If the Holy Ghost lands there, I can take off from there. Some things will come to you naturally. Some things you will labor to learn. There were some kind of scriptures I love to teach from. And I now discovered, I saw Billy Akani. He likes teaching from the kind of scriptures I don't like. I said there is a grace that is making it work for him. So, I now took his messages. What I did first was that I preached his message. My preaching that day was not very sweet like the old ones, but I was trying to learn. After a while, I stumbled into the grace. I could use his own kind of scriptures. I could use my own. And I found another preacher that was using another type. I copied him. A time came, my vessel was filled with all the kind of grace that I required to unlock scriptures from different perspectives. There was a labor. God was helping me, was releasing the grace, but I was laboring. I was seeing his grace in other people that I wanted to operate in my life. And I was willing to listen to them, to see how they are doing it, to study them, the science of its implementation. And before I knew it, it began to work. I wanted to be that expositor of the scripture that had no weakness. So far, it has taken me 17 years of Bible study. I mean, not the one you are doing consciously, 17 years so far. Hallelujah. Now, I'm learning English. That's what I'm learning. How to talk. How to create idioms and metaphors that can move words into pictures. You don't become anything by just sitting down, just praying and saying, hey. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Spirit, help me in my heart to say, Thy. When you finish singing, stand up and look for grace to do good works. The Christian must be very practical. In the last few years, we never raised leaders for our country. If God doesn't help us, a madman will be there. Yeah, you must be very practical. I went to study the works of our Elton, the first prophets that began to speak over Nigeria. I saw what they studied. I saw what they preached. I saw the burden he carried. Oh my God. And I found out that everybody that was privileged to hear that man preach, that is a preacher today, 97% of them derived. That was, Pa Elton was a picture of a most accurate apostle. Blessed were those that heard him. This octopus we see in the body of Christ today came because people were not willing to follow the path he showed them. Such a balance, such a balance. As at that time, Elton had already started talking about, he was already raising men that could enter into politics, raising men that could enter into leadership. As at that time, they did not carry on the battle. They now entered into a gospel of ease and bewitched the entire church. And when the time came for practical things to be done like leadership, there was nobody prepared for it. The only power the church has is to pray. But if you check your Bible, Moses and his team were praying on the mountain. There were some other guys doing practical things. Their prayers was bringing supernatural results in the practical things. That's how God moves. Faith makes it work. How many of you had this experience while you were in school? You ask God to help you in your exams, and then in the exam, there's just supernatural flow. Your memory is like magnets. How many of you had that? That's how it was. That's the creative anointing. The creative anointing empowers you for practical things. Just in case you lost that anointing to translate grace into things that are practical today, you will get it back. Amen. The church of Jesus has been operating in an utopian kind of oppression, something that does not lend itself to practicality. Meanwhile, faith is practical. Faith is a doing thing. The Bible never promised that we will do it with ease. You say, oh, I prayed, it was difficult. There was no assurance that it will be easy. People that serve idols, that do witchcraft, it's not easy. The ones that have entered into the real ninth level of witchcraft, they sleep like 4 hours every night. And some nights, if they have cases in the courtroom to judge for three nights, they don't sleep. It's difficult to be an Ezemo. That's what I'm saying. In case you say, church owned too hard, let's join Ezemo. You will discover that there is more work there. Because there's no grace there. You will labor. And that's why it is called the works of the flesh, labor. You will consciously suffer to serve the devil. And he will not use handkerchief to clean your face. It's the works of the flesh. Vis-a-vis the fruit of the Spirit. It comes because of xylem and phloem supplies. But this one is what?
What?
Second point. Second fact about faith. My time is spent. Faith is different from mental assent. I'll show you a few scriptures that reveal mental assent. You might find some believers come and say, I'm standing on the word of God. If you hear that thing, just know the person has derailed from faith. There are many masquerades we create that looks like faith. Religious masquerades, religious utterances, that is not faith. And we need to differentiate between mental assent and faith. All right, let's check a few scriptures quickly before we go back to the articles of faith. Then I can show you the context of faith before we end up with the gift of faith. Sometimes God will need to switch the key of the gift on so that you can jump some mountains. He does that, but not every time. Then when everybody is seeing impossibilities, you can't even see what they are seeing. It's a gift. You can't see it. People come for service and the people that come that day are 8 people. But the way he's preaching, it's not as if he's standing before 8 people. It's the gift of faith that's there. And then when somebody hears the tape, the thing is striking him. He never knew that the message was preached. The preacher was standing before 8 people. But he preached to even that person that heard him 2 years later with the tape. He also preached to them. He was operating beyond what was present before him. He was operating by a gift. There were men that rose in their time and they lived beyond their time. The things they said, the things they preached and the works of their hands, they were not men of that generation. Men of whom the world is not worthy. Those are men that operate by the spirit of faith and by the gift of faith. We'll get to that anyway. You operate beyond your time. They say, oh, these are the preachers in my country. No, he was in Makodi, not of Makodi. From Makodi, he could reach every corner of the earth easily because he was not seeing Makodi. He was seeing beyond Makodi. And that's why he did the things he did. The guys that could not see beyond Makodi were all doing local Makodi, local politics, local pastors' politics, local gossip, backbiting. Those ones will be Makodi. So the people that have voices to speak beyond Makodi, the spirit and the gift of faith they carry gives them a different perspective, different utterance, different orientation. God will help us. God will structure you within before it expresses without. All right, let's do an investigation. And the investigation will be in John chapter 20. Time is not on our side. John 20, quickly. John 20, verse 26. And after 8 days, again his disciples were with him and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Now, you will notice that before Jesus came to answer the doubts of Thomas, Thomas was not there when Jesus appeared in the company of the disciples the first time. And when Thomas came back and they told him that they had seen the Lord, Thomas said, no, except I see his wounds, except I put my hands to his side, I will not believe. I need to be able to reason it. There must be evidences that will quell my curiosity. Are you with me? Evidences that will quell my curiosity. I hope you know, before you sat on the seat you sat, you were convinced that the seat was able to carry your weight. Are you with me? That's why you sat there. And there were times that you were wrong, and the seat had three legs. You were also convinced that the seat could carry you. It was when you tested the integrity of your conviction that you found out that it had three legs. And we know how the story ended that day. Now, that was not faith. What you used to sit on that seat is not faith. It's mental asset. It sounds like faith. It looks like faith. You can even talk church language. Like, for instance, Thomas was saying, well, you know, I like to be sure of things. He was not packaging it. It was well packaged in church language. I need to put my hand there, then I have conviction about this matter. Somebody can come and say, I'm standing on the word of God. Okay. We have church stuff. Do you know the difference between faith and mental assent? Mental assent begins from the mind. But faith has not. It starts from the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that impacts it. Even if your eyes are closed, you know you are wearing clothes. Abi? That's how it is with faith. If faith is imparted, you will know. You are clothed within. And you know you are not naked. And that with which you are clothed has the power to undo every symptom of fear, of doubt, of unbelief, of confusion. Conviction is built into the root of your spirit man. And even though you have not seen that which you believe physically, you know it is true. Only the Spirit of God can bet such things. I've seen people in the prayer lines that have, you know, said, you know, church stuff, and at the end of the day, the things that they claim to be believing never came to pass. It was because they did not have faith. What all the things they were doing was mental assent. It's a camouflage that looks like faith, but it's born from the mind. And so he needed to touch, he needed to see in order for him to believe. Eventually, Jesus gave him the opportunity to touch and to see. And this was the rebuke he received. Let's check the rebuke. What was the rebuke? He called him, he said, be not faithless, but what? So he was quoting all that thing that he was saying with church language, faith language, conviction, you know, all of that. And then Jesus came and defined his action and said all of his actions was based on faithlessness. If you want to be accurate with God, never lie that God spoke. Cultivate that culture. Never lie. The other day, a pastor came to my office and he was telling me his ordeal. And after he spelled out his ordeal, some other people that heard what happened now came to me and said, Pastor, why did God allow this man to suffer like this? You see, based on the story they heard, they already accused God. The man did not hear God. Alright? Then he took off like a tornado in the direction of his own choosing by mental assent and went to Josh and said that was where God was sending him, and then joined himself somewhere. It was 14 years later he realized that he is on his own. All the time you spend to be sure that God spoke is not wasted. But you will waste time when you take up when God has not spoken. You know, people don't like prayer these days, but we will not stop praying. I studied my Bible. I found out that the only way your destiny will come out of your spirit, your intercourse with God. I found out. Now, that recommendation is not what carnal people will like. Carnal people don't like the option of prayer. They like ease. They like things to walk. They like phone calls. Alerts. Oh, sorry, I mentioned alert. Some people have forgotten the 126 characters that make an alert. But God will bring that situation to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. All of those things are good, but if you are going to walk with God, you must hear God. Sometimes you need to fast for a long time. 6 to 6 for 137 days. And then when he speaks, you will be tired. You will be almost discouraged. You will wait for you to reach that point. You are almost discouraged. So you know it's not you that spoke. Then he comes. Boom. So that you cannot be confused that it was the one that spoke. That word cannot lie. The spirit that brought that position is not a lying spirit. Heaven and earth can fail, but that word must come to pass. If you believe it, and if you are ready to work it out as God produces the grace on your life, it will come to pass. So, faith is not trial and error. We are not trying something. We know that's why we set out. When we started this walk, people said, you don't run a church. What are you even doing? So, how will you get tithe? Your economic system in the ministry is wrong. They are not likely to survive 5 years. You see, that's the opinion of wise men. But what God told me is this pattern. And he sent a prophet to me here to tell me that, don't convert it to church. And the man doesn't know me. From Mina. I said, okay. As we moved again for 3 years, he sent another one again. Came here, I was not around. He dropped it. And I used the same word, so I knew God spoke to him. So I was convinced that we will not convert. The people that came to me that told me that I will not survive 5 years, I don't know where they are. We not only survive 5 years, we passed the test in the cave and God gave us the license to go to the city. And that's how we appeared for Festival of Glory. And that is just the beginning of manifestation. Yes. That's the beginning of manifestation. After that crusade, I got an invitation to Uganda for February. One of our pastors will go, I can't go. For February. An audience of 7,000 people. To preach the gospel. Who will ever know that doing that is what will trigger? You see, this one, just be obeying. Then he will open another door. Bam, open another door. That's how supernatural things work. Hallelujah. When I go to Gombe, I come with my Bible to the office by 8 o'clock. What I use the time to do is to study. I leave the office by 5. I go home. I lock the door. My neighbors, they don't know me. So I lock my door and I use the night for prayer. If I get hungry, I look for where they sell kose. Oh, you must know what you are looking for. Faith will make you wise. Faith will make you discard every distraction so that you can focus on the matter, the subject matter. Go and look for kose in the night and water. From there, I see all of you. I see, if I'm there, the satellite is. The next morning again, I go with my Bible. You will see my bag very big. They will say, what am I bringing to the office? When you see a man pressing in one direction like that, it is because he has faith. God has spoken to him. And the proof that God has spoken to him, the sacrifice that you see him willingly subjecting himself to achieve what God has spoken. If you see a man that claims he has a call and is not ready to sacrifice, he's not called. People visited my office after the Festival of Glory. Many pastors, they said they came to submit. I said, there's one pastor, his name is called Donatus. He's the general of prayer. He will give you a drill to see whether you can hold your breath long enough. They didn't come back. In my own opinion, they are not called. They are just looking for attachment. And we don't have attachment here. Hallelujah. An imam came to my office and saw the way I scattered Bibles. He said, I love Christian books. No. He has implicated himself because he will hear the gospel. For that statement he has made, we have a connection. I was doing my own. He's the one that came and said, he loves Christian books. If my neighbor in Gombe, if you bring him here, I don't know him. I don't know how he looks like. Maybe they will say, I'm a very wicked man. That, see, I came. I don't even talk to them. You see, the burden is much. We can avoid talking to people. We didn't come to the earth to talk to people. The burden is more. That's not why we're here. When they knew I was a pastor was when our neighbor was dying. Then I came there in her room and scattered this evil spirit. Then I saw that there was an idol in the house. I said, you have an idol here. You have an idol. She now guided me. Golden idol. I was the one that removed it. And then life came back to her vessel. If you bring her here, I don't know how she looks like. The last time I was going to the airport, she saw me on the road. Hey, daddy, daddy. I escaped. That, we not come to town for daddy. When I picked the idol, I saw 12 females hanging on the idol, and she was one of them. Only God knows what happened to those other 12, or those other 11. And she said that she never knew it was one man that visited and dropped idol. And then death came. Do you know? That greeting, me and that woman greeted. Since I prayed for her to come back to life, that's the first greeting we are greeting. And it's 8 months. And the reason why we greeted is because she saw me while I was going to. We are not supposed to see. When you see someone that has a call, may the Lord help us in Jesus' name. All right, the articles of faith. We use the life of Abraham as a specimen. You must see these three things in your faith. If not, you are not running by faith. One, Romans chapter 4. I will stop here. How come time runs like this? All right. Romans chapter 4. I will stop there. I will stop in Romans 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith, of the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations before him who believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and call those things which be not as though they were. This is the God he believed. He's a God immortal and the God of resurrection. This was the God he believed. And this God has the authority to quicken the dead. This God has the capacity to call those things that be not as what? Though they were. Just hold on to those points. Who against hope believed in hope? Now, what was it that this God promised Abraham? God told Abraham that I will make you a father of many nations. But the major contention of Abraham's life was childbearing. So much so that he had to elope and make a child with a born slave in his house. Hoping to help God fulfill the prophecy that God has given him. God said, I'll make you a father of many nations. And then the problem he now had was the problem of barrenness. Sarai was confirmed barren as a teenager. And at the time of his contemplation, she was also in menopause. From human perspective, that... Hallelujah. So he had to help God. He took off like a tornado. He produced Boko Haram. I'm just saying that just in case you feel that God is slow and you take off to create something, many years later, your descendants will call your name with a sigh. He was already covenanted, he already received a promise from God. God was already watching over him and watching over his words to bring it to pass. Only for God to discover that Abraham felt he was still alive in his body, so there were options. So he took off and did something with the options available and despised the protocol of God. And God now said, okay, you still have seed. That's why you did this. For your information, this child is disqualified. He will not carry my covenant on his neck. Now, let me tell you something. Ishmael, you might say Ishmael, you might say Isaac on the field, they are not the same. If you have studied the God of the Bible, one of the things he does is that he doesn't judge men after the outward. He just judges men where? After the heart. Another thing about our God is that he traces everything to the origin. He's more concerned about the origin than the product. And that's why when Jesus came to the Pharisees, he said, you are of your father, the devil. That is, you originate from the devil. You are not sons of Abraham, you are of your father. That's your origin. It is your father that is talking through you. Because if you were children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. He traced their utterance to where? The source. What was the source of Ishmael? It was the will of man. It was the flesh. What was the source of Isaac? It was a promise of God. And at the time that God came to bring that promise to pass, Abraham had no seed. It takes 20 million sperm to be able to impregnate a woman. Even when people have 10 million, the sperm count is low. Are you with me? As at the time Abraham entered that age where sperm could no longer be manufactured, and Sarah's barrenness was not only confirmed, but it was established. Then, that was when the promise began to find navigation, to come to pass. Abraham knew he had no part in that. He had no part in it. He was humble. When God began to operate, he knew there was no option. Even if he gets angry, he cannot impregnate a woman. So he has to wait for God. He was humbled by the protocol of time for him to come into alignment, because God has sworn to him that I will make thee a father of many nations. You see, the faith process began with a promise that God made, not with the flesh. It began with God. All faith must begin from the Spirit. That's the first ingredient of faith. It must begin from the Spirit. It must begin from the Spirit. Now, listen. Come with me. Let's go. This was Abraham's part. Are you here? Now, check verse 18 very carefully. Now, God has spoken to Abraham and said, I'll make you a father of many nations. That was established. But in order for Abraham to become a father of many nations, God has already said that I will make you what? Father. Verse 18 is now telling us that the responsibility that utterance brought on Abraham. He said, who against hope? He believed in hope. Why? That he might become a father of many nations. So it is one thing for God to say, you are a prophet. And it's another thing for you to become a prophet. There were many people that God gave ordinations that never realized it. But because of the hope that God has given him by reason of the utterance, what did he do? He did something. Even against hope, when it was not reasonable to believe God, he had to stay in faith. Everything in the circumstance was suggesting that it was madness for him to still be believing God. Against hope, he believed in hope. And one of his motivations for staying on track was because he wanted to become what God has said, a father
of many nations.
That is why men of faith, are you with me? They don't consider the distraction around. They hold on to the mission. We were going for a meeting. We had finished praying. They came to pick me from the hotel. And then we're going like that. And then the protocol man that came to pick me up, somebody now said something. And the protocol man was angry. The protocol man wanted to slap the person. I said, see, this thing you are doing now is not linked to our mission. What is our mission? We are going to church. Let's stay there. Anything that is not directly related to our mission is a distraction. If somebody comes now and says, you people are not going to church, and that one is a problem. This one can be ignored. Oh, when you begin to see people that don't have time for distraction, people will say, your head is big. He doesn't have time for it. It is because he wants to be a father of many nations. He heard something, that thing changed his attitude. He wants to become that thing. He knows that thing is real in the spirit. It has not yet manifested in the physical. There is a discipline he has to adopt in order for him to become it. When you see somebody's life and there is no discipline to become, it is that discipline is visible. You don't see a discipline to become, let me tell you something, he's not becoming anything. One of my friends called me. He said, Pastor, I prayed for somebody. The person went to the US. And after a few months, the person sent me 1 million naira. I said, wow. He said, no, that's not all. I saved that money so that I can buy a land for the ministry. In my mind, I say, you are called. You are called. So I saved the money. That's a discipline. Oh my God. In this time, when you have 1 million, there are many things to use it for. But he bridled his appetite for expenditure. Say, we'll get land. It will be more strategic for us in the assignment God has called us to do. That is a man that has faith. Indeed, God spoke to him about something. The way I see some of you, you only come for prayer when there's problem. You run and say, there's challenge. You are not becoming anything. Some people don't have challenge, but they come to church to make life and power available. Sometimes the things you believe, your faith is under attack. When you come and meet the brethren, it is rejuvenated. Muslims pray when they are poor. They pray when they are hungry. They pray when they are sick. They pray when it's cold. They pray when there's Ramadan. They don't need a reason to pray. They pray because it is written that Muslims pray. What do you do that nothing can stop? You, when there's cold, you say, the morning prayer can't work. You are not becoming anything. There is no evidence that God spoke to you. If God spoke to you, you will have to discipline yourself in order for you to become. Listen to me. God said that many people that we are going to raise here and people that will hear the sound of our voice will become the next set of preachers that will preserve the gospel in Africa. I heard that. So when I went to Pastor Hill's church and I saw him teaching the scripture, the opening scripture, I said, okay. I didn't tell him anything, but I just shook my head. Went to Kaduna, I saw Tena, he opened the scripture, oh, and then the Holy Ghost just, Hallelujah. Our pastor in the UK, I know he's hearing me now, went somewhere and he opened the scriptures because one of our sisters in Lagos went to the UK and attended the contact in UK. The guy opened scriptures. The other sister called me and said, this man can open scripture. He has the trademark. Hallelujah. God told me. So I will labor in the night to see the counsel of God. Sometimes God will speak to me in the spirit. I'll say, Jesus, I beg, show me in the Bible. Then we'll open the scripture. Bring ventilation. Hallelujah. I've prophesied many times through scripture. Many times. That is how that my own mood come through that way. You cannot become anything if you are not sacrificing in view of that which God has spoken. He wants to what? To become. Come with me. The reason why we live the way we live, the reason why we do what we do is because we want to become. God has spoken. It is really in our spirit. But we want to become. Are you still there? Alright. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. These were the things that were staring him in the face and fighting his faith. He did not consider them. If you have time to consider somebody enough to fight the person, if you have time to consider somebody and it becomes your problem, if it means there is nothing you are incubating in your spirit, I don't have time to fight. Hallelujah. Recently somebody insulted me. I no need to respond. If you want to fulfill destiny, get a thick skin for insult, a thick skin for criticisms, and then know that the contract you have exists between you and Jesus, not between you and the market people. He considered not. He trivialized the menopause, trivialized everything. Why not trivialize that matter? Trivialize it. Many people exalt so many things in their lives, and the reason why they exalt it is because it's lack of faith. God has not spoken. All they were doing, they were masquerading. It was mental assent, not faith. Trivialize it. Don't make anything other than what God has spoken to you in the privacy of your spirit to become an issue. Not an issue. And a lot of people come for counseling, they bring things that are not issues, and they celebrate it, they talk about it. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. Right now, I don't care if I have only two trousers, it's not an issue. And there are many times I've been like that, but you did not know. The reason is because I did not tell you. Because it was not an issue. When you go outside advertising the fact that, I just have two trousers, you don't know how many people have one. And it is not an issue to them. So the issue is not that you have two trousers. The issue is that you lack faith. If there's anything brewing in your inside, it will make you not to consider some things important. But you, everything is important. The price of Aleppo is important. The price of everything is important. Everything. That somebody didn't greet you, that the dancer passed. And sprayed perfume, the perfume she wore on your nose, and she didn't greet you. It's a problem. She didn't greet. You don't have a mission. You are an accident looking for expression. Yes. Hallelujah. The only distraction I allow is when my wife comes and she brings the distraction. I say, this one. We're accommodated. So even if I'm in the depth of prayer and she comes and just stays there, I will stop. Let me. That one is approved distraction. Approved. Approved. Glory to God. My best moments are 5 minutes before contact, before 5 o'clock. 5 minutes, 15 minutes before. When I finish all the study, I'm just trying to check whether I was right, whether the things I'm studying are really the things God wants to see. That time, I don't give it out. But even if when she comes, even that time, is that true? I'm on a mission. Tell your neighbor, I'm on a mission. If you don't know where I'm going, you cannot evaluate my level of progress. He considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not the deadness of his own body. What have you been considering? You could consider it because there was nothing bubbling on your inside. There's a difference between belief and faith. When you have believed, you'll be distracted from some things you will not consider. It's a state of the heart when it is filled with conviction. Can you strike a chord for me? When it's filled, he considered not. He considered what? No. The woman ran to my house and cried how that her husband has been insulting her. Her husband has been dealing with her every time. After she spoke for 1 hour, because obviously she wanted to talk. So the way out is, let's allow her talk first. So I was quiet. And then she got from the seat and she is smoking. Then I now ask, when he did all this thing, did he slap you? Then she calmed down and said, no. Then you had the ability to consider it not. Exalt it. So can't you decide that, okay, every night I'm going to have a dose of verbal lashes? You will have to fight to keep your marriage. Some altars are fighting and speaking. Do you know whether, oh my, the things that were put in motion? And then you can afford to be considering it. You don't want to become anything. And as I speak now, is that my title? I want to become something. I want to become something. So I'm going to ignore a lot. I'm going to despise a lot because there is something brewing inside of my spirit. Something is brewing, is enlarging. Is so big that I cannot see the distraction coming from the natural. I'm so convinced that I know that this particular insult right now counts for nothing as touching where I am going. He considered not. When your heart becomes heavy, you will not know what is happening around. You need to allow that vision fill your heart so much that you consider not. If not, every day you'll be in the court. You hire Ogbe and say, this matter. You will expend your energy on wrong things. He considered not the deadness of Sarai's womb. He considered not the deadness of his own body. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You know what? What God told you 25 years ago, he has not changed his mind. He's an oracle. He doesn't change his utterances with time. The kind of personality he is such that he cannot lie. So if he has spoken, then possibility is sure. But it's not with ease that it will come to pass. What have you refused to ignore that has brought you to this level? You refused to ignore it. You were considering it. Somebody proposed to you on Monday, and on Wednesday sent text, you are a wicked person. And then you began to consider the fact that somebody said you were wicked. And that became a stronghold in your soul. Oh my, you are faithless. Abraham had no time. Do you know what they had told Sarah? What he has heard? That he married man. Abraham, you married a man. All those kind of talk were flowing around. But he considered it. He considered it. Listen to me. If you are not ready to despise something because of what God has told you, God has told you nothing. You remember in this place, for 7 years, pastors in this town accused me that I was using a ring to do miracles. and that we had a pot inside of my office. I go to touch it before I come to preach. And it's that pot that is the secret of the signs and wonders. Many people, it spread across the whole land. That was why I stopped using wedding ring. When I stopped using wedding ring, the miracles continued. And we did not care to reply. Now all the people that are criticizing us, you are cursed. It was not enough reason for us to. You consider not. You consider not. Why? So that you can become a father of many nations. If God has ever spoken to you, I came to challenge you tonight that the one that spoke never lied. He told me 10 years ago that we're going to hold a crusade on IBB floor and Makurdi will gather to hear his voice. 10 years ago. Sometimes I will come for contact from a journey. I will see this hall. It's not full. Then something will tell me, you say you are going to IBB. This hall is not full. Then what will you do? Consider not. Consider. Consider not. Consider. It means you are about to become something. It came to pass. That first night, I almost lost all trance because I could not believe my eyes. And as I was rejoicing and thanking God, I saw a light from heaven. Yes. And it hit my forehead. And I knew that God had promoted me. On the last day of the crusade, the evangelist picked it. I received the impartation before the prayer. I have an invitation to Uganda, 2 invitations to Brazil, 1 invitation to the United Kingdom. The whole of Africa has opened to me. 2 invitations to Ghana. The whole of Africa, after Festival of Glory Africa, opened. He considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. I am en route to becoming that which God has said. That's why I don't have time to consider. I am in the process of making. There is something cooking inside of my spirit, and that is more real to me than everything that circumstances can throw at my face. I am on a journey with God, and the Bible says that standing with God, all things possible. Can we rise and pray? Let the baby of faith that was rising in your heart, that circumstances tried to kill, to abort, to slay, let that baby resurrect. Let it jump. Let it come back alive. Can you ask God to give you the grace not to consider things? The grace to despise things that are distractions from the devil. Grace. The devil will come and say, do you realize that you are 34 years old, your biological time clock is ticking, and nobody has come to say, you are fine, you look good. You need to consider not. You need to consider not. Consider not. God told you that you are healed. And circumstances, situations, the doctor's report sustains a testimony that is contrary to the perspective of God. If you believe that which the doctors have said, you have aborted that which is going on in your spirit, and you will not become. He wanted to become a father of many nations.
And the one that spoke to him was God that raises the dead, God that calleth those things that be not as though they were. Consider not, some carnal men came to stand in your way to resist that which God has expressly told you, and you surrender to the activity that is going on in the circumstances, and you despise that which is brewing in your spirit. You will not become. The devil wants to abort the baby in your spirit. He knows that if he aborts that baby, you will have nothing to deliver. So men that are pregnant are careful. Men that are pregnant are careful. They despise distraction. They hold on to that which God is doing within their spirit, man. Urama Santa. I comprehend Mahansko Baila. For somebody here today, somebody died some years ago in your family, and it hit you so hard, and because of that your faith fell. Depression set in, and the baby that was in the uterus of your spirit was aborted. You can resurrect that baby tonight. You can receive strength for that baby. God is not a man that he should lie. Kombre masuka bababa. Mosha. Te Mosha. Te Mosha. Arise. 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 Singing Te Mosha. Te Mosha. Te Mosha. Te Mosha. Te Mosha. Te Mosha. Arise. 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 Singing Te Mosha, Te, oh, 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 Te Mosha, le, 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 le. Te Mosha, Ula Bahasa. Have you allowed the devil to rob you of that which is brewing in your spirit just because somebody made a side comment, a stray comment, an ugly comment, a bad comment? And suddenly you believe more in the comment than you believe the word of God. Tonight, you want to switch positions. Just in case an evil spirit has been whispering in your ears, you are going to die soon. Death is coming for you. Darkness will cover you. Gross darkness is your portion. Just in case you have been hearing those words, you can deny it. You can rebel against it. It is not the counsel of God for you. Come and study Bokoskatal.